Was Christ God before his human birth? By Nathaniel Burson. Was Christ a created being? Did his existence begin in the womb of Mary? Who was the God, the Jehovah, of the Old Testament? Or did God create Christ and then have him create the world? This is quite possibly one of the easiest doctrines in Scripture to prove. The idea that Christ didn't exist before his human birth is utterly without merit. Acts 2, verses 34 through 36. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he says himself, "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I make your foes your footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ." Notice that the Lord said unto David's Lord. This means that David dealt with a Lord, and the Lord was telling him what to do. This is God the Father speaking to Christ. If this needed confirmation, Peter then said that this was that same Jesus. God then made that same Jesus, the Lord of the Old Testament, Lord and Christ. Not that he created him, but he made him the Christ, because he is greater than Christ, as Christ himself said often. John 17, verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Christ had glory with the Father before the world was. He could not have had glory before the world was if he didn't exist before the world was. John 8, verse 58. Jesus said unto them, Truly I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. John 6, verse 38. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. John 3, verse 13. And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant, how that all our fathers did all drink that same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not think it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He made himself of no reputation, and he took upon himself the form of a servant, and then was made in the likeness of man. Jude 1, verse 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. Enoch's Lord was coming with 10,000s of his saints. Who is returning to earth with the saints behind him? Christ, no? John 5, verse 37. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. John 1, verse 18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. So, no man has seen God, heard his voice, nor seen his shape. And yet, Deuteronomy 4, verse 12, And the Lord spoke unto you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only you heard a voice. The entire nation of Israel heard the Lord speak to them, and heard his voice. This, then, was not the voice of the Father, but of Christ. Furthermore, Exodus 33, verses 18 and 20 through 23. And he, Moses, said, I beseech you, show me your glory. And he said, You cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, when my glory passes by, that I shall put you in the cleft of the rock, and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. If you believe the Bible, when it says that no man, at any time, has seen God, then the only being whom Moses could have seen was the one who one day became Jesus Christ. But there are many more proofs left. Job 19, verse 25. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. This was probably written around 1700 BC, and yet Job's Redeemer lived then. Who is Job's Redeemer, if not Christ? In short, you can see that there is an enormous amount of actual statements that prove that Christ was the God of the Old Testament. There are even more fulfilled prophecies that prove it. For example, Isaiah 44, verse 24. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, and he that formed you from the womb, I am the Lord that makes all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreads abroad the earth by myself. See also Isaiah 48, verse 17. Isaiah 47, verse 4. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Christ is your Redeemer, and he is the one who formed you in the womb, and made all things. He spoke in first person by saying, I, in the Old Testament. And notice that he calls himself the Holy One of Israel. Mark 1, verse 24. Saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you? You Jesus of Nazareth, are you come to destroy us? I know you, who you are, the Holy One of God. Isaiah 8, verses 13 and 14. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, and for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. 1 Peter 2, verses 7 and 8, speaking of Christ, unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which are disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. These are just two of the most obvious examples. Next question. Who created the heavens? Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17. For by him, speaking of Christ, were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. John 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Christ, beyond a doubt, created the heavens and the earth. That is inescapable. Those who get confused on this generally refer to this scripture, Revelation 4, verses 10 and 11. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that lives for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 5, verses 5 through 7. And one of the elders said unto me, Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. So what this is describing is a God on the throne, and the elders saying that he created all things for his pleasure. Then, in the same scene, we see a lamb before that same throne, and this lamb, clearly Christ, took a book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne, the one who created all things. Now, how do we reconcile this? Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. God has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So we see the resolution of the conflict. God made the worlds by Christ. Christ did the actual work, but God, as the being ultimately in charge, is the one who gave the order. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Genesis 1, verse 26. And so Christ created man, gave him the breath of life, and here we are. Another scripture that can confuse people is Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." God the Father is one Lord. Our Lord, Christ, serves him. And Christ came to earth to reveal the Father. Acts 3, verse 13. "The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his Son, Jesus." So then, how can Jesus be the God of the Old Testament if the God of the Old Testament glorified Jesus? Because while Jesus was the one who dealt with people in the Old Testament, God was always the one behind the scenes. Psalms 110, verse 1. "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool." The Lord, God the Father, was and is the ultimate authority. This God, God the Father, glorified his Son, Jesus, who was the one who dealt with people in the Old Testament. So you see that all the scriptures can harmonize, without doing violence to any of them. Colossians 1, verses 12 through 15. "Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature." There is only one last fallacy people believe about the pre-existence of Christ. They believe all that we've said, excepting only that they believe that God created Christ. Then he in turn created the world. There are many flaws with this, among which is the simple question, if God could create a perfect being like Christ, why did he only create one? Why, if he could make perfect beings, need we go through life? Why not just create as perfect like Christ? Hebrews 7, verses 1 through 3. "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham, returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abides a priest continually. This priest, Melchizedek, who was Christ, as Paul says in his references in the book of Hebrews, had neither beginning of life nor end of days. If Christ had been created, even before the world existed, he would have had to have had a beginning of days. And yet Scripture says he had no beginning of days, so he couldn't have been created. He is an eternal being." If they had only kept reading in Colossians, they would have seen the truth not three verses away. Colossians 1, verse 18. "And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." Revelation 3, verse 14. "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. He was the firstborn from the dead, not that he was created by God, but that he was the first one ever to die and then inherit eternal life. As such, he was the beginning of the creation of sons and daughters, born from the dead with eternal life in them." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 23 through 28. "For he, Christ, must reign, till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all." For more articles, please visit www.thesimpleanswers.com. You may send any questions, comments, complaints, or suggestions to us at questions@thesimpleanswers.com. Thank you for listening.